Hey friends, welcome to Pray Today. It's July 5th, and we are going through the book of Proverbs and choosing a verse each day of this month. And Proverbs chapter 5 talks about adultery. It talks about sexual purity and warnings against adultery. And the verse that kind of culminates the 23 verses to me is verse 21 that says, "For a man's ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all his paths." Boy, there's some accountability there for me, knowing that God sees everything. Everything I do, everything I think is in full view of an all-knowing, omniscient God. And I told you that the entire chapter talks about adultery and sexual sin. I think about Job in the 31st chapter of Job, where Job says, "I have made a covenant with my eyes that I will not look lustfully at a woman." And so we are so inundated with sexuality in our culture. And of course, it's been this way for a long, long time. But with the advent of the internet and social media specifically, we know that our children and adults are being constantly bombarded with sexual images and sexual content. And I know that that temptation is out there for all of us. And I just want to ask you to commit to making a covenant with your eyes that you not sin with your eyes, but not just not sinning with your eyes, but to be sexually pure, and that we buck against the world when it comes to justifying lust and sexual things outside of marriage. So that's what I'd like to pray with you today. And regardless of where you are with this temptation in your life, I know that you have people in your life you can pray for. So let's pray together for ourselves and for others. Lord, we know that you have called us to be pure. Jesus, you said, if we so much as look at someone with a lustful eye, we've committed adultery in our heart. And Lord, wow, that is just such a difficult thing for us to deal with in this hyper-sexualized world. Lord, I just pray your protection on us. I pray your protection on our eyes, on our minds, on our thoughts. Father, I just pray for purity in your people, in whatever form that you are convicting them in. Lord, I just pray that you would help us not to make excuses in slipping in this area, but Father, instead that we would make a covenant, a binding commitment to sexual purity, Lord, in action and in thought. Lord, thank you that you have promised us that there is no temptation we will ever deal with that's not common to man, and that you will always provide a way out for us. Lord, we pray for our children, our spouses, those we love who may be addicted to pornography. And Lord, and some of us listening to this may be addicted to pornography. And we just ask, Lord, that you would loose those chains on the people who are struggling with that. And Lord, I just pray that you would do wonderful, marvelous things through people deciding to let go of that sin in their lives, Lord. For anyone who is struggling with sexual purity, we just ask your forgiveness and for your protection and your wisdom for them, Lord. Thank you that you have always given us a way out of sin and of temptation. And we want to just praise you for that today, Lord. Keep us pure. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.